Radio Prague News.
Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico and Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas have said relations between both countries are excellent on occasion of the Slovak leader's visit to Prague on Friday. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has commented on planned protests to take place on Saturday and the victim of a highly publicized hit-and-run accident involving controversial lobbyist Roman Janošek has been released from hospital. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico visited Prague on Friday on his first foreign trip since his re-election last month. Mr. Fico met with his Czech counterpart Petr Nečas. The two leaders agreed that relations between both countries were excellent and pledged to further expand cooperation between both nations. Both leaders said that while their governments differed on some key issues such as EU policies, this did not affect the quality of Czech-Slovak relations. Mr. Fico added that it was not his place to comment on the decision of the Czech government to not join the EU's fiscal compact. The Slovak leader is also set to meet with President Václav Klaus and the head of the Social Democrats Bohuslav Sobotka. Commenting on a protest to take place in Prague on Saturday with an expected turnout of about 100,000 citizens, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said that while people have the right to freely express their opinions, this needs to happen within the limits of what is legal. He added that similar protests were taking place across Europe and that it was everyone's right to take their discontent to the street. Organizers of the protest are demonstrating against Mr. Nečas's government and its austerity measures. The woman who became the victim of a hit-and-run driver and the influential lobbyist Roman Janošek was released from hospital on Friday. The 51-year-old Vietnamese woman was treated at a Prague hospital for 4 weeks following the accident. According to hospital staff, the woman's state of health is stable, but she will not yet be able to return to work. Her sister-in-law, who was in the car at the time of the accident, already testified in the case. Mr. Janošek was drunk driving when he ran over the woman. He left the site of the accident without helping his victim. The accident received a lot of media attention. It happened days after allegations of corruption involving the influential entrepreneur and former Prague mayor Pavel Bem became public. The Czech Dental Chamber has slammed a planned healthcare reform which it claims will increase administrative tasks for dentists while at the same time creating disadvantages for patients. The chamber has demanded a speedy renegotiation of problematic points from the government. Among the changes the Dental Chamber criticizes is the introduction of a new regulation that requires both parents to give approval to their child being treated by a dentist. While dentists believe that such approval should be necessary only for serious procedures, the health ministry would like to see mandatory approval from both parents introduced for all types of dental treatment of minors. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be mostly overcast with rain showers in places and daytime highs of around 16 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Borufka and this brings us to the end of the news.